Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 1,200 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. So it is now officially June, and hopefully you're either out of school or getting ready to be out if you are an educator. If not, then this is kind of an anticlimactic time. But for educators, it is a very important time as you roll into the summer. And I hope you have some amazing plans this summer. If one of your plans is to work on your instructional design transition, then I've got you. We're going to be doing content around how to transition over the summer, how to maximize your time this summer, and all of that. So if you're not familiar, something really exciting happened last week. I launched my Substack, which is the instructional design transition hub that I am creating called Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career. So it's the same name as this podcast to make it easy. And I created a section specifically for your summer roadmap to really focus on how to keep you motivated, what you need to focus on, how to really design your summer to really make the most of it. There's a lot of other things on there as well, but I wanted to really focus on how to really maximize the summer, because I know a lot of people say that they're going to start the transition in the summer and really spend this time focused. And sometimes that's a successful thing and sometimes it isn't, and summer gets away from us. I also have a masterclass that is going to be coming up next week. I'm going to talk about that more at the end of the episode. But let's go ahead and get into the episode for today. Okay, so today we're talking about AI and specifically how to use it to get unstuck when you're starting your first portfolio sample, or maybe your second, or maybe your third. But I hear all the time, especially the summer when people are trying to make progress, but also, you know, if you're not an educator, it could be any time of year. Creating your portfolio takes a while and there's a lot of steps and you're not really sure where to get started. So you sit down, you open up a blank screen, you're staring at it. And the first thing that you have to think about when it comes to creating your sample, besides, of course, learning the skills that you need to be able to create the sample, but the first thing you need to think about it in order to start working on it is the topic. So what I wanted to do today is talk about a very specific way of using AI. It's a simple little hack that will help you to get more out of the prompts and more out of the AI tool that you're using. You hear about good prompting and your prompts need to be better and context and making sure you're giving enough information so you don't get generic results and all of these kinds of things, right? And so we make sure that we're very specific about what we're asking for. We make sure to give it lots of context and information and what is it that we need. And we're typing all of this information in and sometimes multiple times as we keep going back, because it does have some memory, but sometimes it doesn't keep everything. And so I want to kind of shift the focus. So I want to kind of shift to a different way to think about this. You may or may not be doing this already, but the simple shift that I want you to think about when you're talking to some kind of a chat AI tool like ChatGPT or Claude is have it ask you questions. So instead of you having to give it all of this context and all of this information and think about all the right things to say and you're not really sure, and so you just don't get started in the same issue you had with staring at the blank page on your computer trying to figure out where to start, you're still trying to figure out where to start because maybe you did ask it for, you know, some topic ideas or something like that, and it gave you a bunch of generic answers and you started going through some of those examples it gave you and you just didn't really come up with anything great, and now you're back to square one, right? So instead of saying, Can you give me 5 to 10 topic ideas that would be used in corporate for an instructional design sample or something like that? Instead, tell it to ask you questions first. So you can say something like, before you give me anything, ask me 5 to 10 questions about my interests, about my hobbies, about what I like to do, any ideas that I have. And you say, ask the questions one by one, because if you don't do that, it's just going to fire off a bunch of questions and it's going to be way too overwhelming. It's going to ask you some background questions and things like that to tease out what would be a good topic idea. And so if it comes up with some ideas after it's asking those questions, then you can work with it to try to turn that idea into a corporate facing example. You can also ask it to ask you questions that would help to tease out what might be a good sample topic that you could create a training on that's something that you're already knowledgeable about. So you're asking it to prompt you, and that in turn creates the context. And you can use this in a wide variety of settings. So the other thing as a follow-up to that then is when it does give you ideas, you can ask it to help you then turn that into a business problem. So let's say, for example, one of your hobbies is gardening, then it might give you back a business problem that is creating training for a garden store and how to train their employees on the garden project of the month. If your hobby is on hiking, maybe it's about fitting the right hiking shoes, or maybe you're creating training for employees of a hiking store and you're teaching people on how to help fit the right shoes. So there's lots of different examples of how ordinary things could be turned into a business problem. And so you can go back and forth with the chat tool that you're using in order to get to that business problem. You've already given it the context, so you don't necessarily need to ask it to ask questions. You're asking it to do something now and help you figure out how this fits into a business context. But one of the questions I would throw back to it is, ask me any clarifying questions for you to be able to carry out this task or be able to give me what I want, what I'm asking for with 95% certainty. So, and the first example, you are asking it to ask you questions to tease out information to create the context. In the second example, you are asking it to ask you any clarifying questions. So in that second example, you're not asking it to ask you questions about how to turn this into a business problem, but you're asking it to ask you clarifying questions, if it has any, to be able to carry out that task or be able to do what you need it to do with 95% certainty. And so it may come up with some follow-up questions in order to make sure that you get better output. And if you approach it that way, where you're asking it to ask you questions, whether it's about context, whether it's for clarification, whatever it is, but you're getting it to ask you questions, this is where you are going to get much better output from the tool. And it's a simple thing. It's not really that complex of a concept, but I think a lot of us just don't think about that. We want to feed it so much context. We want to give it all the information and then have it go off and spin around and do its thing. And we don't realize sometimes that this is a back and forth conversation. And it's not so much reacting to the output it gives, but even in the early stages of getting to the point where it's going to give you some output, you might have some clarifying questions, you might go back and forth before you even get to that stage where it can produce the output, right? It's not just like feed it everything in one big long prompt and then let it come back with something. And then of course you react to it. It's let's go back and forth and make sure we're both on the same page for a while before it even goes to create the output. So that example of helping you come up with topic ideas is just one. And I know with Claude especially, I've been working with Claude, and Claude is really good at coming up with business problems that relate to hobbies and things like that. In fact, I created an interactive app where it asks you for your hobbies and interests, and it comes up with some business examples, and it's really cool. It's one of the things that I am going to be putting on Substack as soon as I get it all tested and figured out. And that way you don't even have to figure out what to prompt and ask and all of that. You can just use this app. I've already done it for you, but that will be coming. But you can definitely go and do some of this yourself. And just using that tip of just remembering that you don't have to give it everything up front. I think really makes a big difference. If you are someone who is kind of staring at the blank page and you're like, okay, I'm out for the summer, I really want to work on my portfolio, but I just don't even know what to create samples on. It's kind of daunting to create them from scratch. Hopefully that will help you get started and move forward. Sometimes it just takes that one step to move you in the right direction. So I hope that was helpful. I'm going to be having more episodes in the future and also more articles on Substack about AI, about tools that are used in the instructional design space, and also how to use AI to be more productive. And in addition to that, I have a masterclass that I am doing next week called the Summer Instructional Design Roadmap. And it is a one-day, two-hour masterclass on June 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. Central, where I am going to be walking you through how to create a 9-week plan week by week for how to develop your first e-learning sample for your portfolio this summer to be able to have it signed, sealed, delivered, all finished by the end of the summer. In order to accomplish that, you've got to really focus. And I really feel like the summer is a time when you want to get the hardest, quote unquote, stuff done. You want to get the stuff that's really going to take you the most time. Unfortunately, it's really hard to create your whole entire portfolio by the end of the summer. But if you can get the heavy lifting done, then you've got lighter things to do after that. And so this masterclass is really going to be focused on how do you do that heavy lifting with a very specific plan to keep you on track. And I'm going to be talking more about AI as well, including how to use AI throughout the process to keep you on track and focused and motivated, and even how to create an AI accountability partner. I'm going to be giving you prompts that you can use to create this, so you don't even have to write the prompts. You'll get a pack for that. And also, what are the AI tools that are used in the field? And how can you use AI to become a better instructional designer as you create your sample this summer? You'll be able to use it for your sample and then also add those skills to your resume. So if you're interested in joining us, you can find the link in the show notes. If you can't do it during that time, we will also have replays available, but we'd love to have you join us live. It's always more fun that way. The last thing I want to tell you about is we're doing a giveaway for an Articulate license. And Articulate is the company that makes Storyline. It is the software that you need to learn in order to get an instructional design job. And it is what I'm going to focus on in terms of creating your sample this summer. So this giveaway goes hand in hand with that. If you win that, then you wouldn't have to purchase a license. How do you enter the giveaway? Well, the link is in the show notes, and there are different activities that you can participate in. The person with the highest points is going to be the person that wins. So it's not random. It will be based on points. You can get points by subscribing to our Substack, by leaving a podcast review, making sure you're a subscriber of this podcast. Lots of different things that you can get points for, and we're adding some more. So if you have already joined the giveaway last week and you've already done some of the activities, we'll have some more on there by tomorrow so you can go and get some more points. So really exciting with our giveaway, our masterclass, and with the Substack launching, there's going to be lots going on. So I hope you are able to go check all of that out and have a really productive summer. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.